Hey, 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 welcome to another episode of What Leaders Do. I am your host, Cami Pentecost, and one of my greatest passions in life is leadership. I've spent more than 20 years learning from the greatest leaders all over the world, and there is nothing I love more than helping people step into their potential, uncover their unique gifts, and become the best version of themselves. Together, we'll learn how to create more influence, make a greater impact, and become a better leader. Let's dive in. Well, my goodness, it's hard to believe we have less than a month left to 2019. I can't believe another year's almost passed completely. And, you know, about September, when I realize we're coming to the end of another year, I already start thinking, wow, what has this year been like? How do I feel about this year? How do I feel about my personal goals, my professional goals? And I just really start reflecting. And I find that it's an awesome time of the year to really begin laying the framework for the year to come. So here it is, December 2019. And honestly, I'm sure many of you, if you haven't already, you're thinking about New Year's resolutions, whether you've written them down yet or not. I really want to just get into that today. I want to talk about goal setting, and I want to talk about dreaming and the importance of these things and why at the beginning of the year, it's even more important than any other time of the year. But honestly, it's something that you should be putting into practice throughout the year, you know, whether you do it quarterly, whether you readjust monthly and then quarterly, and then, you know, halfway through the year, it's really one of those things that should be an ongoing process for you throughout the year. So maybe you're listening right now and you're like, I've never done this before and I don't even know how to start. Or perhaps you've done this for years and this year still, perhaps maybe you're not ending where you want to be. And I think, yes, we're less than a month away from the new year, but it's not too early to start now. If you're not happy with where you're at, you're not happy with the year you've had, it's not too late to start new today. And really it comes with just intention and making a plan. And a lot of times it sounds really, really make a plan. That's it. A lot of times it is. It's about setting aside the time to really look back over the year and then to start thinking about the year ahead, you know. And here's what I think is really important, and not enough people talk about this enough, but before you can truly put out there what you want next, I believe you really have to take time to reflect on where you've been. And so as you think about 2020 is right around the corner, I want you to, before you get too far into the new year, I want you to really spend some time reflecting on 2019. You know, if you did write goals last year, pull those out. Look and see where you're at, how far you came. You know, what did you knock out of the ballpark? What areas do you feel you made progress but didn't, you know, fully reach what you were looking to accomplish? And maybe you crushed other things, and maybe others you just completely forgot about 2 weeks after the new year started. So look through and reflect on the year past. Now, I don't want to spend too much time back there because we know we can't get where we want to go if we're focusing backwards for too long, but there is a lot of lessons in where we've been. And so, you know, I think every time we put something out there and we go after something, you know, we either do more or become more than we ever thought possible, or we learn and grow, right? Some of it might calling it failing, but I look at failure as just an opportunity to look and grow. And I think that's how you fail forward. You know, you can beat yourself up and you can say stuck, and I truly believe you steer where you stare. So if you're just constantly looking backwards, you're not going to move forward and you're definitely not going to make progress. But I do think we can learn. We can learn from where we've been this year. So take some time. And I think if you're listening to our podcast, you're probably an achiever like me, which means that's why you want to know what leaders do, because you have a desire to be a leader, or maybe you already are a leader. You have that title and you influence or you lead a lot of people. And so this idea of dreaming and goal setting is that much more important because you have a lot of responsibility as you lead your team, but it does have to start with you. So let's start there, shall we? And if you've already been diving into this process, I think it's great. Like I said, you're probably an achiever like me. So chances are, you know, you're always looking to that next thing and what's the next mountain I'm going to climb. And as much as I want to look at that, at where we're going next, I want you to just take a minute and celebrate the wins from this year. And, you know, a lot of times when we miss our goal or we don't hit a goal, I think we can spend far too much time beating ourselves up. And sometimes when we have a win, you know, sometimes we actually don't take time to celebrate the win. We're already on to the next thing. And so I want you to adopt a mentality as we head into 2020. Can you do that for me? Let's do this. Whether you hit a goal or you miss a goal, I want you to either take time to learn from it or take time to celebrate it, okay? And I love what John Maxwell says. He says, take 24 hours, celebrate for 24 hours or sulk and be upset for 24 hours. But then you got to move on. Whether it was a win or whether it was a loss, you got to move on. And so sometimes I fail to celebrate my wins and I spend way too much sulking about my losses. And so this 24-hour rule that I've put in place for myself gives me permission to celebrate, but it also gives me permission to move forward from something that I'm not quite happy about. And so again, take some time. And for me, this is journaling. It's looking at the goals I set from the year past. It's journaling because it just helps me to process. That's how I process. Maybe for you, it's sitting down with coffee with your mentor. Maybe it's sitting down with coffee with your accountability partner or a worthy rival, someone that you guys push each other each and every year, all year through. You're transparent and you have accountability markers in place. And so take time to reflect on the year that you're coming into. And then we've got to start dreaming and setting goals for 2020. And before we talk about that, I just want to give you a little insight into some of the things that I do. And what I do changes every year. And I'm always looking and learning and growing because if I'm being honest, I don't know that there's ever been a year that I look and I go, man, I crushed it this year. Part of that is my personality, you know, it good is good, but I want more. And so, I tend to be that a little harder on myself, a little bit critical, maybe a tad bit of a perfectionist, and I'm starting to learn that it's okay to want excellence, but it's okay to be human too, you know. But so I just being very transparent, I want to share with you a little bit about what I do as I really begin, you know, setting that resolution and whether it's replacing or putting some new dreams on the dream board, whether it's putting goals in place that will support those dreams. This is where I start. And I haven't always done this. This has been something that I've done more in the last several years. I didn't do this in the beginning, but again, that's because we're always learning and growing. So, you know, I start right away with just a prayer and I just pray, Lord, you know, I've got these plans, but you direct my steps. So right now, as I've got all these plans and purposes in my head, you know, Lord, direct my steps and align what I want to what you want for me. And that simple prayer sets up for me just the ability to hear things that I might not be thinking of. You know, it makes me more aware of that still small voice that's speaking to me that I might not be listening to in my efforts to go accomplish, you know, those big, massive dreams. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with those big, massive dreams because I think you got to have all of them. I think you got to have the small, the medium, you know, the ones you can accomplish in a few months to a year, the ones that maybe take up to 5 years, and then the ones that maybe you know you're going to be working a decade on. That's all part of the process. And so, you know, I love how New Year's is just that marker that it's almost like that timestamp at the year where people think that, you know, they just think, how have I done and what do I need to do differently? And we know that this is the time of year where the masses are making resolutions. Now, let me just stop here for a minute and say this. A resolution is one thing, but when you truly want to make a change, then you're actually going to put a plan to the resolution that you're making. If you put a resolution out there and don't have a plan in place to support it, it's just a wish. And I really want you to be successful this year. So number one, if you've been doing dream boards, and so you already have a dream board, pull your dream board back out. Celebrate, like we said, the ones you've already knocked off the dream board and put new dream boards, new dreams on your dream board. And if you've got a family, if you're married, significant other, roommates, whatever that might be, include them in your dreams, because often whoever is living under your roof with you are a part of whatever it is you're going after. And so you want everybody to buy into those dreams. So, you know, I'll take that dream board and I'll look and see, oh my gosh, we did it. And you know how many times I look at my dream board and I go, oh, I did that. And I didn't even realize I accomplished it. So, pull that dream board out and do that. I want you to look at what you knocked off, but then start adding to it. And again, think of the short term, the mid long term, and then the long term, because I think we can do more in 5 years than we even realize. And so putting some of those bigger, hairy, audacious dreams out there, I'd rather have them out there than not, because if life and death is in the power of the tongue, and then I would want to speak life and dream big because it doesn't cost me anything extra. So it is that time of the year. We're setting those resolutions. You're putting those dreams on your dream board. You're updating. If you've never done one before, this could feel very scary, very, very scary, especially if you weren't raised in a family that did this on a regular basis or even used dreaming as part of just their life philosophy. I was fortunate and I was raised in a home where we talked about it as a family. My dad was and is still a dreamer, a big dreamer. And so he's always asking us what our dreams were. And so even when I ask my kids and they roll their eyes, they take it a little more seriously now because they're old enough to realize the things that we've knocked off the dream board. And so they're not going to be waiting to put new dreams on the dream board because heaven forbid their brother or sister gets a dream knocked off that they didn't get theirs knocked off, you know? So we put it out there and we talk about the fear associated with dreaming big and feeling disappointed. And you know what? I just turned 40 this year and I've decided when I get to the end of my life, it's not going to be the things I tried and went after that I'm going to be thinking about. It's going to be the ones that I didn't. It's going to be the ones that I never felt worthy of trying and you know, kicking myself of going, life is too short. And, you know, the older you get, the more you realize, that you can do more than you think you can. And you're so much stronger than you realize. And so it's, you know, very typical this time of year for everybody to want to set a resolution. Now, let me say this, of 15%. And let me say that quote again, there's only 15% of people that actually write out their goals, write out their resolutions. Of the 15% of people that do that, 85% accomplish their goals. A written goal is a much more likely to be achieved goal. And so, you know, when you think of dreaming and you think of goal setting, you know, a couple of differences in my mind is, you know, dream board is just like, I would love for this to happen. A goal is measurable. You can, it's clear, it's specific, you know, there's usually a timestamp on it by this time. And, you know, I'd love to say I put a timestamp on something and I always hit it by that date. Rarely do I hit it by the date, I'll just be honest. But by having a deadline in place, it adds urgency and I take it much more seriously. So maybe you're wanting to lose 15 pounds. Okay, by when? And what are you going to do each week to achieve that goal? If you're cutting calories, maybe this week you start with 2000 and next week you're at 1800 and you know, and again, I'm no pro nutritionist on calories, so please don't use that as a guide, but I'm giving you an example that it needs to be clear. It needs to be measurable. And then, you know, and it has to have a deadline. And then I'm going to put this out there for you. Have an accountability partner. And I quite frankly hate the word accountability partner because it just sounds stiff. And I'm a little bit blue. If you've ever heard of the color personalities, I like to have fun and having an accountability partner just sounds a little bit stiff. But if you're serious about your resolution and you really want to achieve the goal that you're setting for yourself that ultimately will help you achieve that dream on the dream board, then you're going to do what needs to be done to make it happen. And I'll just give you an example. I only can speak for myself. But I was the kind of student that if I had deadlines for when my homework was due, it forced me to prioritize it. If I didn't have deadlines, I was not doing, I just kept putting it off. I kept putting it off. And then it was more of just a wish. You know, it wasn't a real goal. It wasn't a real dream of mine. So put those deadlines on there. And then let's talk about that accountability partner. A while ago, I was sitting in a Pure Barre class. Love, love, love Pure Barre. But I was sitting in a Pure Barre class and lo and behold, the owner of the studio comes in to do a workout with us and she happens to line up right next to me. And I'm thinking, oh boy, not only is her form perfect, not only is she much more consistent at this than me, I can only imagine what this is going to look like. But at the end of that class, let me tell you what happened. I was a little intimidated to say the least, right? Getting an accountability partner can be very intimidating. Because it really is somebody that's going to hold you to what you're asking them to hold you accountable for. By the way, why would you pick an accountability partner if you truly wanted to hit your goals that isn't going to actually hold you accountable? And only you can decide the quality of your accountability partner. There have been times in my life where my accountability partner has been for display only, to be able to say I had an accountability partner. And I don't know why we do that, perhaps because we're not really ready to commit. And we don't truly want that accountability. But when you're ready to truly make a change, you'll get that worthy rival who's not only going to help you hold you accountable, but they're going to tell you the things that you might not want to hear on the days that you need to hear them. And that's real love. That's real love. So, you know, we worked out that day. And I'll tell you what, I got to the end of that class and I was flipping exhausted because every little set we did, I couldn't help, but normally I might not go as deep in my dips. I might not stick with the set for the whole time. I might stop the set because I'm burning so bad, you know? But on this particular day, even before I stopped with the set, by seeing her next to me, that little competitiveness inside of me, you know, pushed me harder to go a little bit farther with the set, to go, dig a little deeper as I was doing my dips, you know? And I truly left that class not only feeling more accomplished, but I also super sore, but I got, you know, real bang for my buck in class that day. But I had an epiphany, and it's not a new epiphany. It's just a great reminder that, you know, if I'm going to run a mile around a track on my own, chances are I'm only going to take it so seriously. But if somebody's right next to me and we're running that mile together, you better believe I'm going to take that a little more seriously because I want to end the finish line before the other one does. And so, you know, that worthy rival is very important for those of us that truly want to see our goals achieved. So it is New Year's. This is a resolution we're talking about. It's just a great time of year to begin new. We all love new beginnings. But I want to say this again. Whether it's January 1st, maybe it's December 20th, maybe it's March 25th, it doesn't matter when it is during that time of year. Every day is a new day to start over. But this is the time of year where it is just the masses are looking at a new beginning because it's a new year and it's a day to write a new story. And that's really what I get excited about with the new year. So you get an opportunity to write a story and starts on January 1st of 2020. Again, if you want to start before that, I think why not? Why not start now? If you're not happy where you're at, why wait to do tomorrow what you can do today? There's no reason you can't begin this today, but it is going to require intention and making a plan. And I want to talk to you about a few things that I do when I'm serious about something. You know, obviously we talked about setting clear, measurable, specific goals that come with deadlines so that you have an urgency to it, getting an accountability partner. And once you have those things in place, well, then it's time to start, you know, breaking that down into, okay, so what's my week going to look like? What's my day going to look like? And so for me, there's a couple strategies I use to really prioritize my time. I'm self-employed. So I have the blessing of organizing my own time, of not checking in with a boss, right? And so I have to be very, very good at time management. And so I love to incorporate a little tool that I call, a strategy I call a daily six list. And, you know, for me, I use this professionally, but don't forget, you can use it as a mom. You can use it in whatever line of work you're in. You can use it. You can use this multiple facets. You can use it personal and you can use it professionally. And so what does that look like for me? Well, studies show that you're at your best first thing in the morning. And we know if you don't tell your time where to go, it's going to go somewhere. So you've got to make a plan. You can have the best resolutions in the world, but if you're not putting a plan attached to it, the chances of that resolution actually being executed are very, very unlikely. I'll remind you again, of 15% that actually write down their goals, 85% of those people actually accomplish their goals. And so that tells me right there, I definitely want to write it down. I definitely want to put it in a place that's visible. And then now my plan. So the six list, let's talk about that for a minute. Before I go to bed at night, I write down the six things that I need to do the next day. And if losing weight is one of my goals, then one of my six lists might be getting to the gym. And just me personally, it's probably not going to be getting to the gym 7 days a week. I just know I'm setting myself up for failure, but maybe it's getting there 4 days a week. Maybe it's getting there 5 days a week. Maybe when I'm motivated and eager and ready to drop some pounds, you know, it's going to be 5 days a week, knowing that by, you know, February or March, I might cut down to three. I don't know about you guys, but when I've really gotten into a rhythm with my working out, I feel so good and it becomes a part of my schedule that I end up staying at the five times a week. So again, it's giving yourself permission to go, this is my first goal and this is my plan. And then, you know, you can have a secondary plan and you may change, but I think having that plan in place is really, really important. What's another thing that could be on your six list? If one of your resolutions this year is just having more gratitude, then maybe you're going to wake up first thing in the morning and you're going to have a gratitude journal and you're going to write down 10 things first thing in the morning and then 10 things when you go to bed at night. That could be another thing on your six list. Maybe it's getting in your personal development. Maybe you've been working hard all year, but you've not taken the time you need to invest in yourself. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. So maybe you're prioritizing the personal development thing. So one of your six list things could be 15 minutes of personal development. Whatever your resolutions are, spiritual growth, whether it's professional, a big, big goal with your business, or an income amount, make that six list built around those goals so that you're prioritizing those things of most importance. And remember, you can do anything, but you can't do everything. So also in the position of leadership I am, I've looked at other people's goals year after year after year. And there are times I get goals and I go, and I push them harder because it doesn't feel real. I just know they're not putting themselves out there. Do you know what I'm saying? They're not really putting themselves out there. And then there's other people who are going to conquer the world. And listen, I'd rather aim higher. I always believe you shoot for the moon so you can land among the stars, right? But because if you set your expectations low, you're going to hit it every time. You set them high, and while you may not hit that exact goal, you're going to be so much farther than you ever thought possible. And so, you know, I just sometimes have to have the tough love conversation of this looks amazing on paper, but I'd like to see your plan. I'd like to see how this is actually going to happen, because there's nothing worse than having a beautiful resolution or dream board or goals set that are unrealistic. And having that worthy rival or person that's willing to go through those with you, talk through the plan that you have in place and the reality of how you can make that plan come true is another piece of this. And so, you know, you really need to make sure you have a plan. All right. So I know I told you when I start this whole process, I really start with that prayer, right? I start with that prayer and I say, Lord, I can make plans, but you direct my steps. And I'll even say, please direct my steps, because I don't want to get off the wrong path. And I know what that's like, and I don't want any rabbit trails. So, Lord, this is my plan, and I want to just surrender it to you. And I just kind of reflect a little bit and take a few days to just really see if anything's laid on my heart. I typically do a word for the year, and that's part of that prayer, because this is a theme for the year that I can just rally behind. It's usually things I just need to work on or something that I'm an area I'm growing in. But I start with that prayer and then I end with that prayer. And what happens in between? Well, let's reflect. Let's reflect on what we talked about today, because that's what I do. I'm telling you what I'm giving you today, it's what I do, because it's what I've learned and come to the conclusion is the best method for me. And then I always stay open and willing to learn, because the minute I hear something else that I can implement, I'm like, I'm never too old or too young to learn new things. And I'm definitely want to stay humble and I want to stay hungry. And so these are the things that I do. So let's go back to the beginning. Number one, I reflect. Okay. I look back at the year and I celebrate the wins. You know, what's something I was really proud of from this year? A couple things I was really proud of. What is something, an area that I could do better? And I'm not going to beat myself up about it, and I'm not going to celebrate too long, right? We're going to give ourselves the 24-hour rule in effect, and we're going to adopt that for the year ahead. But what could I have done better? What did I do really well? And maybe you even say, what got in my way? But you're reflecting, right? That's what I do. That's the first thing I do. And then the second thing I do is I really hit that dream board. And I believe it doesn't cost you more to dream big. So dream big, baby. And if you get together with some friends that are doing their dream boards too, that just, I don't know, the energy in the room when everybody's dreaming together, you all of a sudden become less afraid to put it out there and you start having fun. And maybe you're having so much fun, you put things out there that shock yourself. And, you know, I'll have to put another podcast together that really talks about when you feel stuck and what that looks like, how we can dig deeper to really uncover what we really want. But dream big, baby, and invite people around you that are dreaming with you, because dreaming is contagious. And, you know, you're dreaming big, but remember, you got to dream small too. You got to have the small dreams, the things that you can accomplish in a few months or a year, because you know there's also going to be dreams that might take 5 to 10 years, and that's great. Put those on there. And then as you're breaking down into smaller dreams, you break that down even further and you start writing goals. You put legs to your dreams, right? And you start making that plan. And we said that dreams are measurable, they're specific, and they come with deadlines so that it helps you have urgency and be held accountable. And remember, here's your little extra credit tip. For those of you that are super serious about your goals, you're going to get that worthy rival that's going to hold you accountable. Perhaps they've got some of the same similar goals, so you can go to the gym together in the morning. You can report to each other at the end of the day how many calories you've had. And as you're putting those goals together and you're making the plan to support those goals, implement the 6 list. Make sure you're doing your daily 6, so you're telling your time where to go, because it's going to go somewhere. And meeting and accomplishing these resolutions aren't going to happen by chance. It's going to happen with intentional choices. And so I want to make sure you're setting yourself up for success. You know, we talked about it is the new year, and so people are very determined to have a new beginning and to start fresh. And they just feel like it's a level playing field and a clean slate. And I love that. You know, I read a book, the High Performance Success Habits, and he had Brandon Bouchard had weekly reflections to look past the week. And so, you know, as part of your plan, whether you do weekly reflections, monthly reflections, quarterly reflections, don't wait till you're getting to the end of 2020 to do any sort of reflecting. I'm here to tell you, as much as I would love to say you're going to put these dreams on the dream board, and then you're going to break down those dreams and set some goals, and then you're going to put a plan to your goals, and you're going to knock everything out of the ballpark. I wish that that's how life happened, but it just doesn't, because life is going to happen to you, and we're human, so we're not perfect. So there's going to be hiccups along the way. And the best way to plan for those and navigate those is to have these planned reflection times set in place, planned reflection times where you get with that accountability partner. So again, maybe it's monthly, maybe it's weekly, maybe it's quarterly. It's definitely not until you finish 2020, because it's at that time where you can see, I think it's time for a new start. Or you can say, I'm really crushing it here, and now I want to start this next goal. And that would be my recommendation to you as we close out, is just in reflecting, we said, you can do anything, but you can't do everything. And I think some of you are looking at a lot of areas and trying to save the world in 2020. And I want to remind you, even if you have this massive dream board, maybe you start with 2 of the dreams. And as you start really knocking those out of the ballpark, then you go for the next dream and the next dream, because you realize you can do anything, but you can't do everything. And so you take one bite at a time, right? And you get one thing in place, and then you can start adding, you can build upon that. It's that snowball effect. And it really, as you're having wins, it breeds more wins. And when you set yourself up for too much, sometimes it can, the whole thing can crash and you're not even excited to do anything after that. And so I'd rather have you get some wins and building upon those wins than the other side where you just feel completely defeated and deflated. So I'm excited. 2020, you know, I think of vision and what a year this year is going to be. And there's no reason this can't be your year, especially when you put some of these things into practice. And I'm excited for you. I'm rooting for you. As a matter of fact, you know what? I want to hear what some of your dreams, some of your resolutions are for 2020. Put stories out there. Tag me on your stories. I want to follow you and see what you're doing. I want to stay connected and cheer for you. I have a funny little story for you. I was a basketball player. I couldn't have been any more of a jock in school. I, you know, very athletic and into those things. And I'm sorry for anybody who was a cheerleader because I was not a big fan. And I probably was not very nice to any of you who might be listening that actually was a cheerleader in one of the schools that I was in. But here's what I want to tell you. Shame on me, because I ended up being the biggest cheerleader there's ever been. And I just want to cheer you on. I feel like life is hard enough and we all need a few more people in our corner. And that's what I want to be for you. So definitely tag me. I want to hear what you're doing. And we can stay connected throughout the year. So thank you for joining me today. And I can't wait to see what those goals and dreams you're setting for yourself really are.